We've got Dr. Mike Phoney now, so I've got to take his call. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Aloha.
Hi, Dr. Mike. How are you?
I'm so well, thank you.
Awesome.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's the beginning of May, so I'm excited. I love new beginnings.
It's a wonderful month, I agree.
Yeah, awesome. So great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So I've already told our listeners who you are, but I'll still love you to let us know who Dr. Mike Davidson is before we get into the gist proper.
Well, my journey is that many years ago, I knew that the Lord Jesus wanted me to move away from thoughts and practices that were wrong around sexuality. And I found help through people who were willing to help me. Now, in later life, I find that politicians and activists are not allowing the same freedoms. I married, I had two children, I wanted to stay in my marriage, and I wanted to resolve my difficulties, and I received help. But now, people are being told that doing such things is what they call conversion therapy.
Oh, wow.
But for me, it was therapeutic choice. It was my choice. I had a desire to move away. I needed some help. I had the Lord Jesus. I had been converted soundly. But there were some things I needed help with, and I was given that help, but that's now being denied. So my organization, Core Issues Trust, stands with people who want help. And that's what we do.
Wow. So you said you had given your life to Jesus. You were in faith, but you were still struggling?
Yes.
You were still struggling?
I was, Iloho, and that was a real area of disappointment. I thought, well, I can't have been converted properly if I'm still having thoughts and temptations around homosexuality. I didn't know that it was a process. Oh. And that I needed to learn how to walk in the spirit and how to deal with things and learn how to be strong and learn how to put on the full armor, learn how to deal with my past.
Yeah.
And make restitution where I needed to do that. And repent, basically, as an ongoing work. That's what I needed to learn.
Yeah.
And then there were other things that had happened to me that I just needed some additional support,
mm-hmm.
some professional support,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I felt I needed.
Wow. I love what you said about it being a process, because sometimes
yes.
you just think, okay, so I'm born again now, I know Jesus, but I am still struggling with this. And then you still feel like you're a sinner, you know, you feel condemned without realizing that it's a process. You have to learn to walk in the spirit, you know. And then something else you mentioned, you talked about the support that you received. What kind of support was that?
Well, I found some helpful Christians in a church who understood me, who I could be real with, who were not expecting me to be the finished product, but understood that I was in process, as I say. And then there were other issues in my life that I think did need professional help, and I was able to access that. So Christian counselors and a psychotherapist took me seriously, and certainly they challenged me, but they were willing for me to set my own goals.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, what's happening today, people in that position are going to professionals, and they're just being told, oh, you have these feelings, well, you are gay. That's how you are born.
Oh.
So you need to just continue in that way.
Wow.
But I'm afraid that is not an answer for everybody. Maybe for some people, you know, people have a right to be what they want. But
yeah.
For people like me, it doesn't satisfy. It didn't. I was not going for help under pressure from my church. I wasn't under pressure from my family or from my wife. I went because I wanted to do something about my issues. And I feel passionately that there should be safe spaces in the United Kingdom and other places in the world where people can do that, mm-hmm. and they can be supported and helped. And that's what I would like to see happen.
Awesome. You didn't feel pressured by your church or family, and that is so good, because sometimes as Christians, we pressure our friends and our families, you know, because, oh, there's something wrong with you, you know, and all of that. So thank God for that support that you received. So what would you say to someone this morning who is battling all sorts of things, you know, sexually, I mean, all kinds of problems.
Yes.
What would you say to that person this morning?
I would say, friend, dear brother or sister, isolation is your biggest enemy. You need to find others who will work with you. And we're here in Core Issues Trust. There are other organizations who will stand with you. There are godly pastors and praying people. Look carefully for the person or people that you can share with and stick closely with them, because we're a body, we're a community of people, and we need to come together. You can't do this on your own, and you need to work very closely with the Lord, but also with his people who are there for you. We're a body. Yeah. And we need each other.
We need each other. You can't do it alone. So if you're struggling with any kinds of addiction, any kind of weaknesses sexually, core Issues Trust is there for you. You can, Dr. Mike will tell us afterwards how you can get in touch. So you are the producer of Once Gay. What is that?
Once Gay is a film about a Maltese young man, Matthew Gregg, who came to fame in 2018. He entered the X Factor just wanting to really promote his musical abilities. Yeah. And as part of the interview, he shared that he was a Christian, and part of that Christian journey was that he had left homosexual practices because the Lord had convicted him.
Yeah.
And when he did that on national television his kind of audition tape, there was a ripple effect. It went viral. But more importantly, there was a reaction from the government, because in 2016, Malta made what they call conversion therapy illegal. And anybody doing that would be fined. But this is the thing. What they were actually banning was the right for people to change, to move away. Mm. So from our point of view, that was a real threat to, you know, gospel ministry.
Yeah.
A central part of the gospel is change. So this film, Once Gay, Matthew and Friends, which is a free view, available on voicesofthesilence.com.
Okay.
Or you can view it online, voicesofthesilence.tv, is an interview with Matthew and his friends, and a look at how that impacted the island of Malta, because it did definitely have an impact.
Wow.
And the film is now available in seven languages.
Seven languages, wow.
Yes.
And how has the response been? Has the feedback been?
Well, it's getting out there, but you know, generally we have difficulty getting this message out. People are afraid to put their heads up above the parapet when it comes to homosexuality. Mm. People are afraid of being accused of being unloving and of not being gentle about these issues. And of course, we don't want anything to do with, bashing people who have a different point of view. That's not what we're about. So we struggle to get that out. But it is going out, as I say, in different world areas. And Matthew is a very engaging young man with a very credible testimony and a very loving way of communicating.
Yeah, I saw a video of him, and I think you were in that video, Facebook Live yesterday, in Icon Towers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Icon Towers.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Interviewed a lot of us.
Yeah, it was really, really amazing. Awesome. Thank you for sharing all of that with us. And then if you're listening this morning, we've been talking with Dr. Mike Davidson, producer of Once Gay. He's just told us the story about Once Gay, and he's also the CEO of Core Issues Trust. If you're dealing with homosexuality in any way or having any sexual issues or problems, I'm sure that you would find some help and support with Core Issues Trust and Dr. Mike Davidson. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So tomorrow you've got something amazing happening. It's titled Give Me a Chance. Would you want to tell us what that is?
I'd love to do that. Give Me a Chance is a full concert, and we are so blessed to have the support of the world-renowned Nigerian artists like Mike Aremu, Purist Ogboy will be there, Purist Evans Ogboy. She's singing this beautiful song, Heal Our Land. And then, amazingly, Faith Child will be there. The UK's surely number one rapper. He will be there. And they have kindly said that they would support Matthew Grech. He's there with his team, five people from Malta. And we are going to have a wonderful time. We're going to celebrate the Lord's presence, but we're going to remember the dangers of silencing. You know, since 1967, more than 9 million babies have died in the United Kingdom after the Abortion Act was brought in.
Yeah.
And now in Nigeria, the religious leaders are saying more than 6,000 people have died in northern Nigeria because of the trouble there and because of persecution against Christians. So silencing can be fatal.
Yeah.
We think those are huge issues, but we're also on the spectrum. Ex-gays are not allowed to talk about their reality, that they have found help and are leaving homosexuality.
Mm.
In Malta, it's almost illegal to say it, let alone do anything about it. And this is what the secularists are wanting to bring into this country. So we want to have a very bold message. We won't be intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
This is our testimony, and we stand with those who have not been allowed to be born, and we stand with those who are being abused in northern Nigeria, and we want to stand up against the silencing in our nation. Please come, folks, at the Emmanuel Center at 6 p.m., and you would be so welcome. It's £5. We're going to take up a special love offering and give it to the people of Nigeria. And or if people just want to donate to that, they can do so.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to raise support and show practical help to those people.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. So if people want to support, if people want to donate, how can they do that? Where can they do that?
Through Core Issues Trust, we are a registered charity, which means that there are those who will look at our books and ensure that all donations go directly to the cause that we are asking for help with.
Okay.
So Core Issues Trust, it's core-issues.org. We'll put the information up there, but we would especially love to see them at the concert and go from there.
So if you live in London, do attend this concert. I wish I could be there. It would be amazing. It would be fantastic. But why did you decide to do it on a Thursday? I'm just curious.
Well, it just worked out. We're bringing people from the United States, from Malta, from different places, and that just seemed to be the right thing to do. We thought we would get more of an audience then, but we'll see, and we'll trust the Lord.
who trust the Lord. I've seen quite a lot of the promo going on around, so I trust that lots of people will attend it and join in this campaign. Thank you so much, Dr. Mike.
Thank for you. Sharing
with Hello. Us, being with us this morning. Where are you from? I've been wanting to ask that question.
Well, I was born in Zambia and raised in Zimbabwe. I married a South African.
Oh, wow.
And then I came to the United Kingdom, but I went to school in New Zealand and studied in America. So
goodness.
The accent is confused, I'm afraid.
Yes, because I was trying to figure it out. Where's he from? Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And really,
thank
really
you for having you, me.
Wishing you all the best. And I pray that it all goes well tomorrow. The concert is Give Me a Chance. It's a live concert with Pierre Stockboy, Faith Child, Mike Remu, and loads and loads of other people making a bold stance, you know. So please do support Core Trust Issues and Dr. Mike. Thank you so much. Do you have any last words you want to say to us this morning before you go?
If there are those listening whose hearts are broken, just be assured there is help. And there are people out there who want to support you. You're not a freak. You're not the worst sinner in the world. The Lord Jesus is there for you, and we want to be there for you as well. God bless you, Eloho, and the work that you do.
God bless you too. Thank you so much.